Welcome to the Paints and the Point podcast. All right, listeners, welcome to the
17th
Paints and the Point podcast. This is the champ.
This is the custodian.
This is the franchise. Check our subscriber feed on iTunes.
Our Singapore market is booming.
Are those the guys who copied our stuff?
Yeah, they really did. They copied our stuff and they said it was their own. Wow. So we sent them a cease and desist letter.
Anyway, sweet. Custodian, are you ready to get right into it?
Sure.
We got some big stuff to talk about today since we've been in such an extensive sabbatical. First of all, we're going to talk about Gilbert Arenas. We're going to talk all about this story, make sure we get it straight. Then we're going to talk about Blake Griffin. What a tragic figure. Then we're going to talk about the dunk-in for the 2010 dunk contest. Then we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant and how he's refusing to sit down even though he's hurt. Then we're going to talk about turmoil in Orlando. What's happening with that team?
They suck.
Then, our seventh topic. Believe it or not, we have seven legitimate NBA topics and seven more to go. We're going to talk about teams that just completely need a clean house and start over. Then, topic number eight. We're going to talk about both conferences. The surging San Antonio Spurs in their impressive run through the West. Then we're going to talk about some trade rumors. The champ will handle trade rumors
since he's
up on that kind of stuff. Then we're going to have wild card time. And then we're going to have champ story time. And then we're going to go see Avatar. So we'll be done in like 4 hours. So let's get started. All right, custodian. Gilbert Arenas has been charged with felony gun possession.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
I make of it that he's not going to be back for a long time.
You think he'd be out for the rest of the year?
Definitely.
Minimum the rest of the year.
He was going to be suspended for the rest of the year, I think, anyway.
Well, we're already halfway through the season. Don't you think he deserves to miss more than 41 games?
Well, if there's no jail time. Did you see Charles Barkley argue yesterday with Kenny the Jet Smith and the other guy?
Yeah.
Ernie Johnson.
I love Ernie Johnson.
He was going on how it was bad and it was wrong, but nothing happened. So
right.
Nothing
right.
Should happen to Gilbert probably beyond this season.
I don't think he should have to serve any jail time.
He brought unloaded weapons. I mean, it's illegal to carry weapons in D.C., isn't it?
That's the thing. He broke the law. In every sense of the phrase, he broke the law. But nothing could have happened because of it. I mean, what's the worst that could have happened by him bringing unload? He could have gotten himself shot.
He could have pistol whipped someone.
Could have shot me.
Yeah, I don't think he's that. I don't see him as a violent criminal, though.
Oh, he also pooped in Andre Blatch's shoes.
That is a dangerous man.
Well, see, I compare Gilbert Arenas to his teammate, Caron Butler, who was arrested 15 times before he was 15. So I don't think he's that bad of a guy. I really don't think he's that bad of a guy.
He's
an
entertainer.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And truthfully, the NBA needs a player like Gilbert Arenas. It needs a personality like Gilbert Arenas.
But unfortunately, he broke the law.
Yes.
And I mean, it's just, like, unfortunately, I mean, I like Gilbert as much as the next guy, but it can't go unpunished. You do have to set an example. You have to have you do this, this is going to happen to you, ruling, and that's what's going to
exactly
happen.
Exactly right, and I think he should miss more than half of this season. I mean, he should. I mean, what you know, you say you're out for the
Washington's
for the
trying to
this
avoid
year.
His contract though, so he might miss a lot more, like $90 million,
and
more.
He might miss out on $90 million. You know, I mean, where does he land after something like this? Say they void his contract,
Golden State.
Where does he fall? I don't think on a contending team, but. Let's say they didn't void his contract, but they still tried to trade him. He has almost no trade value with that massive salary that somebody's going to have to pick up.
Why would you take him?
What team, I mean, why would you absorb that hit financially?
The thing, he could be a very good, like, sixth man, like,
yeah.
The best, but I don't know, why would you want to take that on?
Sounds a lot like Iverson.
I'm not sure if he's divisive, though. I don't think any of his teammates don't like him.
No, that's the thing. He's not an Iverson type of player, you know, where he's just going to completely come in and wreck the team chemistry like Iverson did in Memphis or in Detroit or even in Denver to an extent. I think you plug Arenas in, and he's going to be a team guy.
I mean, he might want the ball, but like if you put him on Boston, who has very little scoring off their bench, That probably really helped him. But Eddie House, you think he's not better than Eddie House?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I don't like Eddie House. He doesn't run fast, and he's not that good of a shooter.
Celtics are looking a little washed up right now, but we'll talk about that later.
Ryan Scalabrine.
Champ is livid right now because he knows he made this point years ago, and it's just now coming to fruition. But we'll get to that. All right, anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to Blake Griffin. Let's talk about the poor big man from Oklahoma. One of the most explosive rookies we've seen this decade is done for the year.
This decade.
Bad for basketball.
This new decade.
I'm sorry. I meant the last decade.
Yeah, it's bad for basketball.
Bad for the NBA. The Clippers were going to contend this year, too.
They're
I feel bad.
In semi-contention, right?
I don't think that...
Tyreek Evans
is not
going to
be enough to get it done. It's not going to be enough to get it done. So save Blake Griffin coming out. He's having this...
It wasn't me.
I'm sorry.
For the first time, it wasn't me.
He's going to have arthroscopic surgery. And we saw what happened to Amari Stoudemire after an arthroscopic procedure.
He's fine.
Where they went in... Well, he lost a considerable amount of his explosiveness.
So did Kenyon Martin. He was very explosive coming out of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and then he messed up his knee, and now look at him.
I think this is going to really derail Blake Griffin's career. I think he's going to come back, be a double-double guy, but... We're never going to know. That's the thing with this kid. We're never going to know what might have been.
It's a good thing the Clippers didn't trade Camby or Kamen.
Mm-hmm. They need both of those guys more than ever. Chris Kamen's
Camby's
having an all-star
getting old,
season.
Though.
He's getting old, but he's still good at
he's
slotting
effective.
Some shots.
He's definitely effective.
It's better than their alternative, which was no one.
So the best two big men... Well, let's see. How many years ago was Oden drafted? 3 years ago?
Oh, 7
years
yeah.
ago. Okay. So the last two really quality college big men... that we've seen, Blake Griffin, who was National Player of the Year, and Greg Oden, who was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, led Ohio State to the national title game against Florida. These two players have proven to be extremely fragile in very limited time in the NBA.
Yeah.
Get Hashim Thabeet.
We're going to talk about Hashim Thabeet later.
Yes!
We're going to talk about him later. Did you know that in 10 minutes of action per game, he's averaging a cool 2.9 points and 3 rebounds?
That's what you want.
2.9 points and 3 rebounds for the third pick in the draft.
Marc Gasol's a good center.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem there.
Well, here's the thing about Hashim Thabeet. He's averaging 3 and 3 in 10 minutes. DeJuan Blair, the 36th pick, who just had a 28 and 21 night.
Should not
this
have
week,
been the 38th, 6th
is averaging 7.1 points, 5.8 rebounds in 16 minutes. And he's only 6'6". What's his face? The beat is 7'3".
They weigh about the same.
They do weigh about the same. But that height, I mean, look at... Okay, Blair was nowhere close to the shot blocker that the beat was in college. I mean, he was the shot blocking king when he was at UConn. Nobody was a better defensive player than he was. Blair didn't have that kind of capability. But look how his short... Look what he's doing in the NBA.
He has no knees, and he's a little tree stump.
He has no ACLs. His production's phenomenal, too.
If you projected it, like if he had a starter's minutes, like 32,
yeah.
so double it,
mm-hmm.
he's what's he averaging? Like
he'd be averaging 15 and 12.
As a rookie. And
as a
the
rookie.
Beat, if you gave him three times his minutes, he had 9.
Would only be averaging 9 and 9. For a 7'3" guy, too. I mean, here's the thing, the difference between these two. It's two different styles. The beat is soft. He's soft. And Griffin's a... I'm sorry, not Griffin. He's hurt.
Blair.
Blair's a bruiser. He fights for every single rebound. You ever seen... You ever watch the beat play? He doesn't really fight. He was the same way at UConn, too. He was soft. Did you watch the... Do you remember the first Big East game that UConn played last year against Georgetown? When Greg Monroe smoked him? For those 20 points.
What happened to Greg Monroe?
He was an All-American last year.
Yeah, where is he? Is he
still
playing
at Georgetown.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of year is he having?
Tremendous year. He's averaging like 12 and 9, which is pretty good for a college forward. I mean, he's not Blake Griffin. The kid's not a Blake Griffin, but I'm happy with that. He'll be a top 10 pick when he goes pro. But usually at Georgetown, players play for 4 years, unless you're Allen Iverson.
Well, those rare
Nobody's
cases.
Allen Iverson, though. We ready to wrap up, Blake Griffin? I don't know
yes.
anything. The champ has no patience.
In memoriam.
All right. Champ, why don't you talk about the dunk-in for the 2010 dunk contest? Do you know what this is? The face-off between DeRozan and Eric Gordon to see who gets the fourth spot in the contest?
Cool, I might watch it.
You know what it is?
Rookie sophomore game halftime.
Are you going to participate and vote?
Maybe.
I didn't know Eric Gordon could dunk. Is that bad?
I didn't either. I think DeRozan's going to win.
Who's the other participants?
Me.
Howard Dave. Said he and LeBron aren't playing, so.
LeBron officially still says he's 50-50. I can't believe Dwight Howard's not doing it.
I think everyone's 50-50.
Doesn't want to lose. Do
it or not. Who's going to do it this year? Chris Anderson again?
Is Robinson doing it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think Tracy McGrady should do it. Welcome back.
I don't think he's allowed to jump anymore.
How about Yao Ming? That'd be the most uneventful dunk contest of all time.
We have standing under the hoop.
He could catch alley-oops from Shane Battier. That'd be the quietest dunk contest in history.
Who would you want to be in the dunk contest? Other than Shannon Brown, obviously.
Russell Westbrook.
I think he's going to be in it, right?
I wouldn't mind seeing Corey Brewer.
I have no idea.
I know Corey Brewer and dunk.
Did you see him throw down over Derek Fisher from the free throw line?
No.
That was huge. That was a pretty big dunk.
But anyway, it's okay.
Do you like this idea?
Hansborough.
I want LeBron to be in it because that'd be good for the league.
It'd be good for All-Star
Weekend. I wish if LeBron's in it, I hope there's good competition around him. Like a LeBron.
Like he just doesn't run away with it.
Yeah, because if he does it against Corey Brewer, Shannon Brown,
it's fan and voting. Russell Westbrook. It's fan voting.
Wouldn't they just vote for LeBron?
I feel like they would. Unless he was just horrible.
But that's not going to happen. Well, we saw him live warming up.
I thought it was only the final round that was fan voting. Yeah. So you had to make it. Mm-hmm. What if he was just disappointing?
I feel, has LeBron ever disappointed? Don't you think for his first dunk contest?
In the finals, he has.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that team. Not a good team.
You know what? Before we get into too much Cavalier talk, let's talk about something that I think is very important. As the Lakers have hit a recent rough patch with injury, things like that, Kobe Bryant's refusing to sit down, even though his fingers broke. His coach, Phil Jackson, is asking him to take a seat, rest for a little while. We still have the best record in the West. All I need you to do is take 3 or 4 games off, week and a half, 10 to 12 days, sit and rest. We need you come playoff time. Kobe Bryant says absolutely not. And their team is suffering because of it.
I thought he should have sat down when he first had it. I mean, obviously, he made a game-winning shot after that. I think
he had 2.
But I thought, why don't you just miss like a month or two, let it set and heal.
He's hitting game-winners because the games are closer.
Yeah. Well, like, I thought they had a deep roster. Game-winner's
a game-winner.
What happened to their deep roster that was so talked about before the season started?
What happened to the Magic deep roster?
Well, we'll see.
The Magic are still deep. I mean, nobody's taking that away from them.
I don't think they know what to do with all those players.
When you shoot, dude, when you take, how many 3-point attempts do they take per game? Close to 30? I mean,
a lot.
You know, you're going to live and die. If you're going to live and die by the 3, you're going to go through some ups and downs. It's not a consistent style.
No, that's why.
LA's going to be fine.
They're
going to be okay.
I think if Kobe sat down earlier, though, then they could be either this month or next month. That's when they really hit their stride going into the playoffs.
Just like last year. I think they need to get healthy. Wouldn't you? I mean, now's a perfect time to rest.
Yeah. They're not going to miss the playoffs, especially if their team's as good as...
No, they'll probably still be the number one seed in the West.
Well, number one is, I don't think home court is that important to great teams. Like, if it were San Antonio or LA, either of those teams could win it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. With Kobe Bryant nursing this injury, kind of taking a back seat of the scoring load for the Lakers, LeBron James has stepped in, and in the last 2 weeks of his regular season, is averaging 30 points per game, 8 rebounds, and 8.2 assists. That's remarkable. That's unbelievable.
Very remarkable.
From a small forward position, he's averaging more than 8 assists a game. So how many points is he really accounting for? Mid-40s?
At least, if most people hit threes.
So tell me, how do you tell me that he's not the MVP of the league?
Well,
it's early yet. It's not even half. We're not even halfway through the year.
If the Cavs finish with the best record, he'll probably be MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But if they finish as the 2 or 3 seed in the East, how can you give it to him over?
Oh, if they finish as the 2 or 3 seed in the East, I don't think he should win it.
It doesn't look like they'll do that now. I think teams found a formula against Howard. When the Lakers played him.
He is not getting the shot attempts that he got 2 and 3 years ago.
I think I looked up his stats when when they win games, he's averaging like at least one more rebound and like 6 more points a game.
Mm-hmm. He's offensively challenged.
Well, yeah, that would contribute to their losses. We're going to bring in Marcin Gortat during crunch time.
He's a man.
Aren't you glad the Magic retained Gortat? Such a significant contributor.
He could have been on Dallas's team right now.
That's right.
Placing Erica Dampier.
Hey, he made a three.
Yeah, he made a game-winning shot, didn't he? Oh, here's something that Cassidy and I were talking about earlier. In the West, there's 10 teams with 20 or more wins.
Let's rank them.
No.
In the East, there are four teams over 500.
That's right.
Four teams over 500. So here's what the custodian was saying to me earlier. I want to give him credit for this. Instead of the top 8 teams in each conference, how about we just take the top 16 teams in basketball?
No.
And have the playoffs.
How would you determine what was it, who would be on which side?
What do you mean, which side?
One would play 16. One play 16, two would play 15. Oh. He's
up, down, 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 up and down the list.
It'd be like a one bracket of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Yep. They won't do it.
Well, no, they won't do it.
I like it, though. I wish they would.
I think it'd be a lot more entertaining.
I think it'd be a lot more competitive. You'd certainly have the better teams in the postseason.
What you could do is take the top 8 teams each, but then seed them in 16. Like, the Bulls would be dead last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lakers would be first. So the Lakers would play the Bulls right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just knock off those teams that way.
Yeah. That sort of abandons the whole conference structure, though. Like, and now you just have a, you know, you're not really representing a conference anymore. Yeah. You represent your conference in the regular season, but come playoff time.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like it, too. I think it'd make it a lot more interesting. Anyway, the custodian and I were talking earlier about teams that just need to start over.
Just blow it
up. Tear down the arena. Fire everyone. We came up with some teams. Came up with the Wizards, Hornets, the Wolves, the Bulls, and like Jordan said, the Pacers. These are teams that are really, I mean, especially the Wolves. Talk about doing it all wrong.
I don't know what they.
Somebody explain that roster to me.
Okay. Point guard.
Cheers, guys.
Ricky Rubio. Averaging 5 points overseas a game. What a pick that is.
Okay. And here's what I
can't wait till his punk face gets rejected by LeBron. Even Dwight Howard. I don't even care. I can't wait till he comes to the league, tries that bunch of bull.
Did you put the Pistons in that list? Because they're behind the Pacers in the league right
they
now.
They lost 12 games in a row this year. Yeah,
Pistons
they
are terrible.
The face
well,
of the
Pistons, Joe Dumars really fell off the map.
Okay, yeah, he's here.
They chose Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon, who don't play any defense and aren't that good on offense every night. So now they average like 80 points.
Although
a game.
The draft pick of Rodney Stuckey was tremendous. Who could have predicted that talent?
Joe Dumars
is not you.
I believed in Stuckey from day one.
There are other teams that are bad. Like the Knicks are gonna be blown up.
Yeah.
And the Nets, I don't know what they're gonna do.
At least the Knicks have some semblance of a structure right now with
D'Antoni.
These teams, the Wizards right now, I mean.
Well, the Wizards, the trio of Butler, Jameson, and Arenas is done. I think everyone acknowledges that.
I think it's done because the Wizards want it to be done now.
I'm not sure it's done because it's necessarily ineffective.
A lot of teams want Butler and Jameson.
Yeah.
They really
you know
want
what
them.
You have to give up for that?
I don't know what Flip Saunders is doing.
What price, if you're Washington, what price do you put on those players? If you want to rebuild, how much do you ask for? Or do you just have a fire sale?
Butler is really, really good.
I saw a ridiculous trade offer. I can wait till the trade rumors.
No, go right ahead.
I don't think it's a...
Is it a Wizards?
Yeah.
Then talk
I don't
about
think
it.
It's. I don't think it's valid. But it was Cleveland, Washington. Washington sends Haywood, Jameson, and Mike James for Shaq and Delonte.
When you get a chance to get Brandon Haywood and Mike James,
I would. Holy cow, that sucks for the Cavs.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Haywood is not that bad, and I think
actually Haywood isn't. They argued that Haywood would still match up with Howard all right.
Why
and
is
he's
about
younger,
up with
so that would be better for the future than Shaquille.
I would not keep Haywood around. I think he's good. But I don't
him
think
out
he's
of there
a franchise
as soon
center.
As I could. Who else did we get? Mike James and who else?
And Jameson.
Oh, Antoine Jameson.
I don't see how they can make that deal and not have to give up a Hixon.
I feel like James.
Why would you take Shaq if you were the Wizards? Why would you try to expiring contract? You're trying to rebuild.
Expiring contract.
Yeah, but you're trying to rebuild. An expiring contract does nothing for a rebuilding team.
Yeah, wouldn't you want younger players? Like a Hickson?
Well, if you did acquire an expiring contract, that just means you're going to have more cap room at the end of the season. But it sets you back.
I don't know what Flip Saunders is doing. I thought he was a good coach, but he doesn't play any of his good players.
He is a good coach.
Are they trying to lose? Is that why?
They could be trying to tank.
Ask John Lucas.
I totally you see believe that. That.
I believe
totally
it.
Believe it. Yeah.
Of course they tank to draft LeBron.
Why would you not tank to draft LeBron James?
You do it and you do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time. Yeah. Okay, now wait a minute now.
It's the same reason Boston,
the Nuggets
Santa
have
did it.
As good of a chance to get LeBron as we did?
Yep, man.
That's the beauty of the lottery.
Can you imagine when only like 8 games? 82 games, you don't even win a tenth of them?
So you're 74-8? Or I'm sorry, 8-74?
So gosh.
Think about how bad that's.
What's that as a percent?
That's worse.
6%
of 35, that's 0.079.
That's worse than the Lions going winless.
Probably.
Because in the NFL, it's,
I mean,
it's one game.
There's been other teams that have gone winless before. That's not that, I mean, compared to like the worst in the NBA, that's not nearly as big a deal.
Wow. But for the
that's
modern NBA
bad.
With the talent in this league,
you
right
have
now?
Devin Harris, Brooke Lopez, Chris Douglas Roberts, and Courtney Lee, and you can't win more than 10 games.
Yee's Jan Leon.
Yee scores a lot of points. We don't know.
I think Yee's about 35 years old.
I think he is.
In my opinion, you don't keep anyone.
Well, I think it's imminent at this point, right?
Yeah.
They've already decided they're going to get rid of him. It's just a matter of who wants him and how much they're going to give up. And everyone wants him.
Which is not too horrible of a position if you say, okay, now we're in rebuilding mode.
Man, if I'm the GM of a young team, I would love to have Gilbert Arenas. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't you love... I mean, you can probably get him at such a discount right now.
Oh,
his talent hasn't...
If you say,
diminished.
I'll take that contract, though, yeah, they'll give him to you.
I mean, only a couple... I don't know what teams could take that contract... You know?
Almost no one.
I mean, that's such a huge it's too much.
It's like the McGrady contract.
It's not that they can't pay him. They're restricted. They can't pay him.
It's just that they
can't
pay
him. You're
going to
cut players? No, you're not going to cut...
Not your own guys.
No.
I could take him.
Dave coming out of the woodwork. Anyway. What about other teams? Well, we already talked about Minnesota. What about the Bulls? Do they need to start over? Who would you keep if you're Chicago?
Well,
besides Derrick Rose.
They're in a role.
I like Joakim Noah as either my power forward or my backup power forward.
Get that man out of the NBA.
He's second in the league in rebounding. That's pretty impressive.
He's improved his footwork in a lot of things. At least according to Doug Collins.
Second in rebounding and first in pissing off LeBron.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bulls have a lot of players who a lot of other teams could probably use. But they don't have any players to make a team.
Tyrus Thomas is a good player.
All the other teams
what?
In the league.
Tyrus Thomas
Tyrus
is a good
Thomas.
Player.
Did you see him almost deck?
Doug Collins?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about
Brad
Tyrus
Miller
Thomas
was an
Rockets?
All-star?
What?
What about, wouldn't Tyrus Thomas be a great fit on the Rockets?
Sure.
He's Trevor Ariza.
Well, I heard the Rockets want to go after Chris Bosh.
I heard that too. I heard he might land in Chicago or New York.
That would not surprise me.
I can see almost anyone ending up in New York City.
Would that work?
Who, Bosh?
Yeah. Would he fit that system?
No.
Because he's not Stoudemire.
No.
I mean, I think he's better than
Lee. But they pay him. They pay him.
I feel like the combination that would probably happen would be a Bosh and Wade. If there were any two stars or superstars to team up.
In Chicago? Rose, Wade, and Bosh. And Noah? Off the bench?
No, probably. You have no other money yet to put him in your starter.
Who could you pay after that? A bunch of guys you could pay the vet minimum.
People will come and join that team.
I think so.
If you
could
play with
awesome.
Wade and Bosh and Rose.
And Rose?
Although I'm not sure it would work because Rose and Wade need the ball in their hands all the time. It's why I don't think the LeBron and Wade thing would ever work.
You can't have two alpha dogs.
Can't. That's why the Lakers blew up. I mean, you can for like 2 years, and they'll blow up.
Well, I definitely think you can. The right combination of personality. I think LeBron... I think
the personality, though, of an alpha dog is that won't allow others to be an alpha dog. I mean, well, otherwise,
you see LeBron James playing with Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think LeBron would be the alpha dog.
Because LeBron would be, I agree. I don't think Chris Paul has quite the ego to supplant LeBron James.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
As the alpha dog.
If you get the two, if you get
he's okay, the
those are two. Those are two first team All NBA
superstars,
players. Yeah. Bonafide superstars, and who could definitely play it? LeBron could play with Chris Bosh.
Yeah,
absolutely, he could. LeBron could have played with Jason Kidd. In his, yeah. You take Kidd in his prime and put him with LeBron, that's two alpha dogs. Kidd was one of the best players in the league.
That's a lot of rebounding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's like 14 or 15 rebounds a game.
But think about it, though. There's two alpha dogs playing together.
I think LeBron Kidd was James an alpha dog because no one else could be. Who else was going to be an alpha dog on Kidd's teams?
No, not on those Nets teams.
Kerry Kittles?
Yeah.
Was Latrell Sprewell on any of those teams?
No. Tim Duncan's an alpha dog. Put him with LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Kobe Bryant.
I think Tim Duncan is a rare exception.
I think LeBron James is a rare exception.
That's true.
But he's an alpha dog in the way that Kobe is an alpha dog.
I think Kobe's a lot more arrogant than LeBron. Kobe, look, think about how many shots LeBron Kobe Bryant takes should have said, per game.
Check my stats.
Think about how many shots Kobe Bryant takes per game versus how many LeBron James takes per game.
Yeah, that combination would never work.
Same thing with LeBron and Wade. Dwayne Wade's conditioned, you know, to try and score every time he has the ball. And that would never work with a player like LeBron.
Wade needs help right away because this stress of carrying his team.
Okay, I would like to add the Miami Heat to teams that need to think about making some roster changes.
Wade and LeBron?
How about, you know, I mean, if you're the Miami Heat, you're not going to be able to keep Dwayne Wade.
Unless you bring in someone. I could see Bosh and Wade in Miami. I could see that.
I can see the Heat giving up Beasley and another.
I could see that.
And Chalmers for.
And I feel like that would still work, too, because that's a good system for Chris Bosh as well.
No, I completely agree.
For all that we said, Wade has mentioned in the past that he and LeBron are going to sit down this offseason and talk about their future plans. I don't know what that means.
I can't.
I want to be there when that happens.
I know, and Cleveland can't afford to sign another player, so that could only mean.
Well, I think Cleveland could get creative and be able to afford to sign another.
They could. They'd have to do some shifty work.
I don't think LeBron James. There's no way they can take two max contracts though.
Well, the only way you could get him because he's not going to come unless he gets a max deal. So you have to do a sign and trade.
That's so rare that those work out successfully, though. I'm thinking LeBron James, and I have a very high opinion of LeBron's character, but I'm thinking he might... I know he probably doesn't give the appearance that he would take less than a max contract, but if it means the chance to play with Dwayne Wade...
Like a Tom Brady deal.
Like a Brady deal. Mm-hmm. Would you take the opportunity? Would you take less money to ensure that you would get top-flight players beside you for the rest of your career? I know I would... But I don't know if LeBron James.
LeBron would.
I think he would.
I think it'd be different if LeBron James weren't from Akron, Ohio. Because, like, being a Cleveland fan, if LeBron James leaves Cleveland, I mean, even though I could understand why, I'm still going to be bitter as hell.
I'm not. His house is going to have eggs thrown in it.
The thing is,
because it's too far
away. He can't go home without being absolutely. Like, he'll become kind of like a villain.
Don't you have a ton of respect for what he's accomplished here? Absolutely.
Yeah, but he didn't accomplish what he said he was going to.
He never promised, I'm going to win you guys a championship. He said, I'm going to do the absolute best I can to win a title. He never promised anything. He promised to play his best. And are you asking for more from LeBron? Why don't you start asking for more from the front office?
Maybe. Front office, make it happen. Bring in a D-Wade or Chris Bosh.
All LeBron can do is go out on the court and play at the highest level. Who's going to sit in here and tell me that LeBron hasn't played at the highest level for the duration of his career?
I've seen him coast through a couple
games.
Yeah,
I've seen him coast through a couple games.
Okay.
That's not unusual.
Doesn't matter. A win is a win. A win is a win.
That's true.
All he's done here is win games. And you're going to criticize him for leaving? All he wants to do is win. That's bullshit.
Just win, baby.
We don't have anything to worry about. He'll have nowhere to go.
No, if he wants to play with Wade, that's his choice.
I still hope he goes out to L.A. and plays with Kobe.
Not going to happen. Although I've heard Bosh to L.A. rumors. sending Bynum to...
Really? I was joking about that earlier.
No, I've heard that. It's legit. But I don't think that's going to happen.
How would that even work? That would...
I don't get that.
Wait, they would send Bynum?
Bynum and, like, Farmar and, like there's, like, so a ridiculous, like, combination which would work for... Yeah, but...
I don't think I would do that if I was L.A.
I don't think I could.
Because Bynum could develop into, like, a 16-10 guy as a center. And Bosch...
How can you move all that depth?
And you already have a great power forward. And Paul Gasol's not that good of a center. Bosch's not a center.
No.
Good thing you're here, Camp. Otherwise, we would know these trade rumors.
I got more.
What do you got?
I think that's a segment, right? Yeah. Should we just move on from this?
Right into trade rumors? Absolutely.
Is it right into trade rumors?
I heard a trade rumor for Hito Turkoglu. Straight up. What? You were there when I was reading that. I'm sorry. Who were they going to trade? They were going to trade Calderon and Turkoglu straight up for Kevin Martin.
Oh, yeah.
So Kevin Martin to the Raptors.
I've heard Kevin Martin to the Cavs, but it's not legit.
I don't think the Cavs should take Kevin Martin.
That's a terrible
idea. I would love it. He could catch and shoot. But Parker does that anyway. Parker does it.
How many catch and shoot players can you have on the same team?
I don't know if Kevin
when you have LeBron James drawing double teams, you can.
What's Martin's percentage from 3-point or just from regular?
3-point is like 38.
That's what LeBron shoots.
That's
not a bad percentage.
It's not bad, and plus he only played like 10 games. Maybe less than that until Allen Iverson broke his wrist.
Bastard. Well, he deserved it. You don't cross AI.
It's the only thing Iverson did with the Grizzlies.
Broke someone's wrist.
Broke Kevin Martin's wrist.
I still
voted for Kevin Martin in the All-Star game.
See, so you had the same reason.
You can't
team
vote
gets
for
in.
A player's hurt.
Yes, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Wait, go on.
I didn't vote for McGrady.
Do you have any more trade rumors?
How about the whole Al Jefferson?
Yeah, I was going to talk about yeah
for Danny Granger.
That was annulled, but they were going to send Danny Granger to Minnesota.
Now we're talking. If you're Minnesota, because Minnesota has like two of everything. They have Love and Jefferson. They have Ellington, and I'm sorry, who's the kid? Johnny Flynn, and they have the rights to Ricky Rubio.
Yeah.
So they have three first, second year guards.
Corey Brewer,
and they have. Al Jefferson and Kevin Love.
Why have the Knicks not traded for the rights to Rubio? I don't understand that. They don't even have a first-round pick next year. They traded that to Utah, I think. You know what should happen? That's Donald Sterling should be forced to sell the Clippers.
Yeah. New ownership?
Because if you're not going to... It's almost like he's actively trying to lose. Can't stand it. Just like the Phoenix
owners. Like
bring
Mark
back
Cuban.
The Sonics.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I really wish Oklahoma City would move back to Seattle.
I'm not sure anyone knows where Oklahoma City is. I didn't know there... I mean, why would there be an NBA team
in Oklahoma? I think it's in Oklahoma City.
Whose idea was it to put an NBA team in Oklahoma City?
Well, that's where they moved them when the Hornets were ravaged by Hurricane Katrina,
yeah,
and they had a decent...
Yeah.
That was kind of the tryout.
But that's not Seattle.
No. I mean, the problem was Seattle was not willing to build a bigger arena. And the owner, Clyde something.
The Ford Center's not that great.
So if Seattle builds a new arena...
There's no way they're making more money in Oklahoma City than they are in Seattle, other than the new merchandise.
There's no way that's a bigger
I
market.
Miss the Seattle Supersonics.
For what reason?
I just thought it was a neat team. Good team. Good team with history. Good franchise.
Sean Kemp, Gary Payton. Championship in what, 78, 79?
Late 70s.
I like that franchise better than the Oklahoma City
Thunder. Nate McMillan?
Thunder aren't established yet. I mean, you might grow to like them. The Octagon likes them for some odd
reason. Not saying I don't like the current team. I would rather have the Seattle Supersonics than the Oklahoma
City
Thunder.
I don't like messing with history. You know? If you've already got an established franchise with an established fan base.
That's why the Bobcats should be eliminated. Bobcats, I don't know.
Does Michael Jordan still call the shots there?
Oh, yeah.
Start rattling off some cities.
They drafted
like
a Duke player, didn't they?
What?
They
Gerald
drafted
Henderson.
Yeah. Well, him and
which
Larry
has
Brown
not been playing.
No, he's good.
They're not giving him minutes. They're not giving Henderson. They're not getting Jordan Hill on the Knicks minutes, who I thought was
Jordan
good.
Jordan Hill's not getting minutes.
Danilo Gallinari, I like him.
He's playing well.
He's playing very well.
Back to your Your question, what cities?
Yeah, just start rattling off some cities.
I'm not sure how many cities don't have one that I would like to see them.
I can understand Pittsburgh.
I can't understand Pittsburgh.
I can't understand Pittsburgh at all. NBA history there.
They want Vegas.
I can see Vegas, but I think it's a bad idea.
I think they just turned it into
if anything, just be
as corrupt as possible.
I've been thinking that they should take away teams. I want it to be cut back even more.
Cut the league back by two teams. Get rid of the Bobcats and get rid of...
I kind of want to cut it back by more. I want to get rid of the Bobcats, Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah, the Grizzlies.
Timberwolves.
They exist. I'd like to get rid of the Bobcats, the Grizzlies, the Wolves.
I almost want to get rid of the Hornets because they haven't done anything.
Yeah. I don't know that New Orleans is quite the place for an NBA team.
I don't think they can support both an NFL and an NBA team, and they're always going to support the Saints over the NBA team. And the Thunder would move back to Seattle.
I would
in
like
my
to
dream
see,
scenario.
I'd like to see a team in Las Vegas. Personally, I know it probably wouldn't end well, but I'd like to see a team there.
Move the Clippers there.
Yeah, the Clippers
like
could be eliminated.
The Clippers move. Why not San Diego? Why can't they have an NBA team?
How many teams in California are going to have... Like, seriously, if you live in California, you got...
California's a big state.
Well, San Diego, L.A., and the Bay Area are, you know, some of the biggest...
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing with Texas. I mean, you got Houston, Dallas,
and
San Antonio.
Have you driven through Texas?
Yeah.
They are spaced out pretty far. It's like us and the Sixers and the Bulls.
I think everybody in San Diego is already a Laker fan. So maybe that's not a very good idea.
I mean, the Lakers dominate that market.
They have a nationwide fan
base. You find four Laker fans, maybe then one you'll get a Clippers or Kings or Golden State Warriors fan.
I think Golden State should be eliminated.
But if you eliminate these teams, that means all these good players are up in like this weird draft that they'll have.
Awesome.
And so now good teams can get good players. And it'll...
I think that would be really good for the league. Can you just see the depth of talent that teams
would
have
ridiculous.
In the league?
Then you don't have teams like New Jersey going 3-whatever. Like,
that's not good.
Or even like what's happening in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah.
That's a terrible team.
Detroit? Detroit finally gets someone who can play.
Yeah. Detroit can stay.
Yeah, Pistons can stay.
I mean, I don't want to get rid of teams that have championships or sustained winning.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying get rid of two teams, the Bobcats and the Grizzlies.
That could work.
Bobcats and the Grizzlies. Keep the Timberwolves.
And the Hornets. But I could...
Keep the Hornets for now. At least they've got a history. In that city, there's a history of pro basketball.
I mean, still, like... Yeah. I mean, you can even argue the Cavs have been really bad until LeBron James. And, like, even being, like, a...
But they weren't really bad until...
I mean, I'm talking about teams that probably had it after the 80s.
Cavs have had some years.
I mean, they definitely had their years, but, I mean, they got a lot more losing seasons than they do winning seasons. I mean,
and
we don't have a championship.
You also got to realize that, I mean, while they're not a franchise, a brand new team, they're still, like, not a developing team anymore, but
they go pretty deep.
When they...
They're a well-established team.
They came out in the mid-70s. They're not exactly...
Well, Cleveland's a good sports market.
That's not exactly...
I mean, you got extremely loyal fans. You got...
You have a loyal fan base built in for any team in the city.
Except the Rockers.
forget the Rockers.
So, shoot. So you get rid of the Bobcat. Back to 30 teams, right? I'm sorry, you're
back
to 28 teams.
See, I would almost want to go 26 teams.
I feel like...
Then you have 13 each.
What would that do for the league, though?
That make the existing teams a lot more powerful.
I mean, the talent level would just be...
It would make things more competitive.
So deep.
Like, when Jordan was with the Bulls, there were only like 25, 23 teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, that wasn't.
I think Vancouver came in like 96 with Toronto. Toronto's another team.
Correct.
But Toronto's such a great city.
I think that's such a great city. What a cool place.
It's like people in Buffalo wish they lived in
Toronto. Well, where do the Minnesota Timberwolves play? Do they play in the Twin Cities?
I think so.
They'd have to play in the Twin Cities.
Why else would you go to Minnesota?
They play at the Target Center, right? Because Target headquarters is in Minneapolis. So they
must
play
there. Minnesota, they've only had Garnett. And who else?
That team
Sam
has
Cassell,
no history.
Wally Zerbiak.
See, there are teams you can eliminate.
I like Al Jefferson. I think they need to build around Jefferson. I wouldn't be
trying
to.
They tried that, though.
They've tried it for a couple years. I mean, the Garnett trade was, 07?
Mm-hmm.
When they lost on the Odin sweepstakes, Odin Durant?
Mm-hmm.
Danny Ainge got so lucky.
Who did they draft that year?
So lucky.
That year? Did Minnesota draft Kevin Love after Garnett got booted out?
They drafted O.J. Mayo and traded him for Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's right. So they ended up with Kevin Love, who should have played more years.
Mayo would have been cool there.
Yeah, these players that come out early and then they kind of like don't develop as quickly. Like, they could have had better time in college.
I think it says a lot about what the college game does for a player. You learn so much about the game of basketball.
I mean, who knows what Shane Battier would have been had he come out after 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Or even 1 year? Because you can't teach someone defense in a year.
Mm-mm.
Something you got to instill in them.
Look at what Battier is now, too. Think about, I mean, and you say, well, flashy players don't need to play 4 years.
John Wall.
Yeah, I mean, he can come. Look at Derrick Rose. I mean, you're always going to be able to point to top-heavy drafts loaded with studs of guys who don't even need to be in college right now.
John Wall
doesn't need to be in college right now. I think he could have been the number one pick in the draft.
Brandon Jennings would have been the number one pick had he come out of high school.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Flat top and all.
So, college game is very important to developing.
That's a shirt we should have. Just his flat top. The outline was flat top and something about Jennings. Or you could just say Jennings.
You could have something from his ex-Twitter feed.
Don't hate.
Want to get super cool beast tattoos across our backs?
Get super cool beast.
Doesn't Brandon Jennings have Young Money tattooed on his shoulder blades?
Right there.
Something. It's huge. Not as big as some of LeBron's stuff, but it's pretty big.
Okay, should we move on to the next topic?
Yes.
We have so much to talk about.
Well, the next topic is, since I went out of order and we talked about the 10, 20 win teams in the West.
The Spurs?
We have to talk about the surging Spurs.
Well, we talked about those.
Who are 8-2 in their last 10 games. Best record in the NBA? I'm sorry, in their last 10 games, best record in the NBA. Let me clarify that. For people who think that the Spurs have the best record in the NBA, because they don't. They're far from it. Now, we thought this team. I remember, you know, the podcast.
We saw this coming.
Wait a second now.
They were a disappointment, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
They were really not playing up to their level. They only had 3 wins against teams over 500. They were 3-11 against teams with over 500 records until this 8-2 surge.
I don't know what that can be attributed to, other than they're just finding their way.
Getting their act together.
Maybe playing some worse teams. I don't know who they've been playing.
I mean, we all said this. The Spurs are going to bounce back.
Quality wins against LA.
Did they play the Thunder?
They beat the Thunder in overtime, 109-108. That was that DeJuan Blair game, the 28-21 game for DeJuan Blair, where did you see that play where Ginobili dove out of bounds, saved the ball with 2 seconds to go? It winds up in Richard Jefferson's hands. He takes a jumper from the elbow to win the game.
That's awesome. Yeah, Richard Jefferson hasn't really panned out.
But for all the talk about the Spurs failing to meet expectations, now they're second in the West?
They are the second. No, look,
just where we put them at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And now, like, they seem like a very serious threat to the Lakers, who are struggling.
Yeah.
And Kobe refuses to sit.
Mm-hmm.
That pride.
You don't ever hear about that in San Antonio. All these years we've seen Tim Duncan play, you don't hear about.
And, I mean, if Duncan gets hurt, he's hurt. He's out for a couple, you know?
Look at what happened when DeJuan Blair, the one game Tim Duncan missed this year, DeJuan Blair steps in and has 28.
That's what good teams do. When someone gets people step up.
The thing is,
it says a lot about Popovich's leadership. He's inspiring confidence in his players. He's telling DeJuan Blair that he can play like a Tim Duncan.
He seems kind of kooky. But San Antonio, I didn't realize they were turning it around because nobody talks about them.
Mm-mm.
Like, had the Lakers gone
8-2, you'd hear your Lakers roll.
Yeah, they're the best team in basketball.
Or even the Cavs, or even Orlando or Boston. But San Antonio does it, and it's very quiet.
I think the media's sick of San Antonio.
I think it's the other. I don't think they're sick of them. They don't warrant much attention.
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
Who on that team merits attention?
They're almost made to be villains, kind of. I mean, they wear black jerseys, and they have players who aren't very charismatic.
I can see why people would like to hate the Spurs. I don't hate the
Spurs. And they win all the time.
And they win, you know. Have you ever seen the Spurs not win 50 games since you've been following pro sports? They haven't won less than 50 games since 1999.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Duncan 2 years in the league?
That's sensational.
And that 99 season, that was the strike shortened season.
Mm-hmm.
They still won like 40 games, right? I thought they did.
Whatever I saw, it said they, you know, said 50, gave them credit for 50 wins. Because you figure they keep going at the same pace.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get across. They're going to top 50.
What are we doing next?
Well, wild card time's next, if you're ready.
Guys, why aren't the brakes working?
Everyone's excited for wild card time.
Do you want to do the freelancers questions first?
The ones he asked us or the ones that we asked him?
That he asked us.
Sure.
Freelancer. Why did you choose the name Freelancer?
We just decided it's the one he's going to send us.
I was going to save time.
I chose the Freelancer because initially when I had joined Paints and the Point, the idea was that I would come in every once in a while, maybe do a pretty nice, you know, series or a nice article or whatever. I had no idea that I would get as involved as I am today. But, the idea was the freelancer, like a freelance journalist, come in every once in a while and then reap the benefits. So, yeah, that's the reason why.
Are you in a hurry? Like, do you need to go somewhere?
No, I'm good.
Do you have to use the restroom?
No.
Do you want your question?
Champ, do you have a good luck charm or superstition? You have any superstitions? If not, what's a weird superstition that you have heard of? Do I have a good luck charm? I think in my room at home, I have, like, a four-leaf clover, but I don't, like, carry it around. Superstitions? Not really. Like, I'm not too big into that.
I used to have a lucky shirt.
Yeah, I have a lucky pair of boxers. I guess I do. Yeah, they're sailboats.
Sailboat.
So many times, you know, you pull out the sailboat boxes.
Franchise, you want yours?
No, you can go next.
Okay. Custodian, what is your opinion of the NBC late night shuffle? Whose side are you on? What would you do if you were in charge of NBC programming?
I knew he was going to ask this. This is what I was going to ask him.
Well, actually, I was going to ask him something similar to this, too, but I offered an alternative in the question. I'm obviously on Team Coco here. And if I were them, I would just kick Jay Leno off because 10 o'clock is not comedy hour. It's drama. That's been on NBC forever. I don't know what they're doing.
I think you forced Leno into retirement. Say, you know what, bud? You had a good run there.
Why does NBC still have so much respect for Jay Leno?
I think they're afraid that he'll go to somewhere else and beat them. You don't like Conan?
No.
Are you crazy?
I hate Conan.
See, I feel that Conan would still... Conan. Let's say Leno goes to Fox. I still think that Conan would have better ratings than Leno. But I think if Leno comes back and Conan goes to Fox, Leno will trump him in the ratings.
Yeah, because I think there's a bunch
Whoever starts over is going to have the lower ratings.
I don't like Leno.
I'm pulling for my... I love David Letterman, so I'm happy about all
Just
this.
Fire them both.
I'm not sure why this started in the first place.
Because Leno's not getting good ratings, and they're paying him a lot of money, and he's complaining.
He's complaining why?
Because he's not happy.
He's not happy.
I don't think
why?
He's happy with the hour it's on, his ratings, and the show.
Oh.
But he wanted to leave the Tonight Show.
Yeah, that was
he
his
thought
choice.
He did, but what can you do with all
he
those?
He knew
cards?
Conan O'Brien was going to be his immediate successor.
He signed this 6 years ago. It's been coming for a while. He could have backed out. Probably at almost any time.
And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
In that case, you So yeah, that'd be...
Well, NBC already did this with Leno and Letterman when Letterman worked for NBC. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Well, he was where Jimmy Fallon is, right?
Letterman,
he was supposed to move up.
Letterman was supposed to be the successor to Carson.
Yeah.
And then they just picked Leno over him, and they wanted Letterman to take the back seat, and he's like, oh, I'm not doing this. So he left for CBS. There's a whole movie on it.
I think Jay Leno scores high with, like, the 45 to...
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of grow accustomed to people, and I think that's what it is, like... People are used to seeing Jay Leno
well,
there.
Conan does have a quirky sense of humor.
I like Conan.
It's not really for everyone.
No, not at all. But still, regardless.
I enjoy him.
I'm on Letterman slash Conan's side.
So then you're on Team Coco. Letterman's on Conan's side. He isn't like Leno.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Does Jay Leno have any friends left?
No one is on his side except for the NBC. And I would fire that NBC executive.
The only reason NBC's on his side is because of how much money they have.
Even if Leno was the better move, I'd still fire the guy for making this whole fiasco.
But what are Conan's ratings? I mean,
they're not that good.
What?
Maybe they just need to scrap the whole late night thing and do something else.
It's the most storied late night thing.
Who should be tonight? You know what's going on, right?
It's been around a long time. So he give him half an hour.
That's ridiculous.
Leno do in half an hour? You can't.
It's stupid.
Almost nothing.
That's what The Daily Show does, and they have like nothing. Hold on. I gotta ask the freelancer something.
There.
I was gonna ask him about the whole Leno Conan thing. I was asking him what his top five sandwiches are.
All right, so I compiled a list here. I'm gonna go 5-1, so you can be suspenseful and such. Number 5, a Subway Club sandwich. So that's turkey, roast beef, and ham with provolone cheese, and you get some lettuce, tomato, onion, black olives, pickles, you know, all that. Put that on Italian urban cheese. That's a good, solid sandwich there. Number 4, I have Carl's Jr. guacamole bacon $6 burger. And this is a fast food chain here in Los Angeles and the West Coast, really. And what it is, it's a third pound of 100% black Angus beef. You have guacamole, 2 strips of bacon, 2 slices of pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, red onions, and then they have this like special sauce. I think it's called like Santa Fe sauce or something like that. And then it's all on a toasted bun. It's a gigantic burger. You want to die after eating it because it is far too big for any man to conquer. That sounded really dumb. But yeah, it's a really solid, like, good quality fast food. And even though it's a $6 burger, it's like sort of an in-joke because the burger only costs like about $4, but it's a really solid burger. Number 3, Chick-fil-A's original chicken sandwich. Classic, best fast food item probably out there. You have your chicken breast, it's fried in peanut oil, and you have 2 pickles on a toasted bun. Real simple, but, you know, $3 or whatever, it's a great deal. Number 2, if you go out to Pittsburgh anytime, go to Permanti Brothers. Permanti Brothers is the sandwich shop. It was founded during the Great Depression. Some sort of meat, it's like a Philly cheesesteak sort of thing or something like that. Chicken, beef, turkey, whatever. You have that, then you have coleslaw, French fries, and tomatoes all on one sandwich. And then you put those between 2 slices of French bread, and it's really good. I didn't think I liked coleslaw, but then when I had one of Pranty Brothers sandwiches, fantastic. If you're ever in PNC Park, which is the Pirates Stadium, or if you're in Heinz Field, I strongly advise you to check it out. Number 1, however, Steve's Gyros, or Gyros, depending on how you pronounce it, in the West Side Market in Cleveland. The West Side Market is like a sort of like farmer's market sort of thing, and they open only a few days a week, but you can get real fresh organic vegetables, stuff like that, homemade pasta, all this good stuff, and it's all at this one location. But one of the stalls there is called Steve's Gyros, or Gyros, and it's a gyro, but it's a ginormous, humongous beast of a thing. Like, think Chipotle burrito times 2, and then that's how big this sucker is. It's impossible to eat one. It's ridiculous. So you have the gyro meat, which is, I think, lamb. I'm not entirely sure. Then you have onions, tomatoes, and then you have tzatziki sauce, which is a cucumber sauce with some spice. It sounds really gross, but in fact, it is fantastic. And you wrap it all in a pita. It's fantastic. It's all in all a really good deal, considering I think it's like $7 for like a humongous gyro. But really good stuff. And those are my top 5 sandwiches.
Franchise, here's your question.
All right. What is your opinion of LaDainian Tomlinson's Electric Glide video? I happen to love this video.
Watch it.
I happen to love this video. We can all watch it at the same time.
What it do? My name's LT. I got a little dance for y'all. It's real easy to do. All you gotta do is glide with it. Oh, here we go. Come on.
Electric glide. Sunday, yo, it's all the same. I do my dance. I get it, my stance. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. Now sidestep, 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 sidestep. Now catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catching that pass.
Now throw the ball.
Throw that thing.
Now celebrate.
Hey, mom.
Wave to your mom.
Wave to your mom.
She's in the stands.
Look at your wife.
See your uncle.
Look at that wife.
Do your thing.
Say hi to the wife.
Electric blood. Electric blood. Here we go. Soon in the game, I read the D. Safety's the L. Yo, you can't see me because I move my hips. Towards another six. Now bring it back now.
Oh.
Cut.
I cut it back. I cut it back. I cut it back now, y'all.
Now step on the guys.
Step on the guys. Step on the guys.
Hit that hole.
Hit the hole.
Let's see a touchdown dance.
Do your little dance. Shake your little hips. Ha 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 ha.
Celebrate.
Woo! Wave to your mama. She's in the crowd.
That sounds that call.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Pick up the blitz. Here comes the blitz. Take a knee. Another day to breathe. I'll take it.
I think it's creepier the voice that like talks after him and like repeats what he says.
I thought it was saying hit that hoe. Oh, it's a totally different question.
So I like the video.
Not Kobe.
It's a good video. That was back when he was getting like 3 touchdowns a year.
Freelancer. What should the custodian major in, since he doesn't currently know, and lie to the person who I showed my room to today? What should he major in?
Excellent question. All right.
Well, for one thing, I'm the wrong person to ask, because I did not know what I was majoring in, and I still really don't. Yeah, I have a declared major now, but it's taken me, you know, 2 years to get there. So here, I looked at the university that you're attending. I looked at their website, and so here's what I came up with. What you're going to do is you're going to major in sports studies, or sports studies, whatever it is, and then you're going to minor in communications, statistics, and entrepreneurship. And let me explain that. Sports studies, you enjoy sports, so you should study them. Entrepreneurship, you can help out Paints in the Point. Communication, you can make this podcast better than ever before. And then statistics, because if you're going to become a color commentator on ESPN, I figure you're going to have to need that, I would think. So, again, I'm not a licensed professional. I don't know. But those are some things that jumped out at me on my list that you can maybe use. So, good luck. I wish you the best.
Champ. What do you think will happen to Gilbert Arenas' book due out in May? Oh, shoot, isn't it, like, how to be, like, Gilbert Arenas?
How to score like Agent Zero.
At least it's not how to shoot like Agent Zero.
I'm still gonna buy it. No, that's a book we're gonna put out.
I'm gonna buy it.
Stodian, who is your favorite Arrested Development character? Man. Job?
Yeah.
Tobias is good.
Yeah.
I'll say like, Job, just because he's a magician.
I like Will Arnett's character the best. He's hilarious.
G-O-B, Job. Aren't those initials? Mm-hmm. What's it stand for?
Well, the last one's his last name.
Bluth.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other ones are. But yeah. Francis, I got one for you.
Oh, okay. What, if anything, did you miss about college that you forgot until now?
I was just trying to say, like...
Well, I missed everybody from the floor.
Why would a zombie be dying?
But, I mean... I didn't forget about
That's me.
I didn't forget about how much fun it was to live on this floor. So, I don't know. I missed having something to do, having some work in my hands, having books to read. Other than that, I missed nothing, and I appreciated being home. Is that the end of Wild Card time?
I guess so.
Yep.
All right.
Ready for a story? It's Champ's story time.
I don't want to tell the parking story.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
That needs a permanent record. And then it can die.
It's up to him. You want me to tell the parking story?
It's totally your call. It's Champ's, not my story time.
Why don't you tell the parking
story? I'm not telling the parking
story. I want to hear your side of this.
It's not franchise story. He was on the right side of things.
I felt that because there was an NBA game in town, these people should have put a better effort into some signs as to where to park / what lane to be in. It's an NBA game, okay? It's not Disney on Ice. It's an NBA game. Three letters, guys. NBA, okay? It's serious business, all right? You put up a goddamn sign.
I'm not saying you were wrong.
Totally on your side.
I definitely support you. That was a horrible parking arrangement that they had going on there.
How did they close that ramp?
Hey, what happened? The Ivy Leaguer, the champ, myself, the custodian, and the franchise all went to Cleveland for a Cavs-Wizards game on January 6, 2010. On our way there, we decided to park at Tower City. It's kind of like a shopping complex, but they have really good parking, and they have a tunnel that leads pretty much to the Quicken Loans Arena where the Cavs play. So, getting there, we find we have to take a detour to go down to where we park. So that's fine.
Yeah,
it's
not a problem.
It's not too clearly well marked. We actually took a wrong turn, but it wasn't that big of a deal. We made a cool, nice, legal, good U-turn. It was a good U-turn, though. I would have done the same.
That was a good U-turn. Which U-turn are you talking about?
On that bridge? Remember?
Oh, yeah, I had that thing around 3 seconds.
Yeah, it was a good U-turn. I'm all for legal U-turns.
That was an illegal.
Hey, we went the wrong way. We had to turn around.
No other choice.
It's fine.
That was my fault that we went
the wrong way. That should be my new proactive stance. Try and pass legal U-turn legislation. Lobby for it.
The road was wide enough. There were no cars.
No, it was fine. It was really fine. That's not even important to the story. So anyways, we get there, and the franchise is directed into a trucks-only lane, which we thought was a little odd, but, you know, the guy pointed there, so we're like, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a toll booth. You can go through the toll booth.
Right.
So, anyways, we get there, we're waiting, and this guy comes running up and tells the franchise to get into another lane. And, which we're like,
we're already in the lane.
We're in the lane.
I'm sandwiched in between two cars.
Yeah. And so he's like, okay, so he motions like he's going to back up. The guy behind him.
In a big truck.
Is not even acknowledging this. He's not doing anything. He's completely oblivious to what's going on. So then, the franchise spins the wheel to the right really fast.
Whips it around.
Hits the gas. Might have taken out a small bush.
The bush should never have been planted.
But it was all good. And then he switched back to the left, pulls right into this lane, pulls up, rolls down the window, and there's this woman working there. And he said, quote, "Excuse me, sir."
I think she said, what?
She said, what? She starts laughing, and he goes, fine, ma'am, whatever. He's like, this is the worst goddamn parking arrangement I have ever seen in my life. I mean, I understand you're busy and all, this is an NBA game, but goddamn it.
He said, you can put up a GT sign.
Goddamn sign.
That's all I'm asking for is a sign.
He's like, it's the worst fucking parking. I'm never parking here ever again.
You have my word. I will never park there.
And then she says, that'll be $8. So the franchise replies by hitting the dash and going, God damn it.
$10.
Wasn't there a letter?
It might have been $10. I might have took some creative liberty. It wouldn't be too out of context if he wrote it. He was going to write a letter. I did suggest that you write a letter.
It's not going to be. I'm just not going to park there.
The game was good. Other than
the
fact that we missed
good.
Gilbert by one day.
Yeah. We almost saw his last game ever.
At least this year, for sure.
Yeah, then we won't go to another Wizards game this year.
Oh.
Neither will Gilbert.
But it was just...
It was a bad thing to do.
No, I don't know.
It was a bad thing to do.
I think it was...
It.
I was frustrated by the detour, and I was. I just wanted to be. I felt.
I'm not saying
that. Told the right thing by people who know what they're doing, and I don't like to run into people who don't know.
I'm not saying you're at fault in any of this. I'm just. It's a humorous story.
It is.
That's the. There's no blame. There's no like. There's like nothing went wrong.
It was certainly not a good thing for me to do. But
that lady had it coming.
You know, I felt like by the time I got there, that was about the 20th time she had heard the exact
same thing. I think so, because she was laughing.
Yeah. And we were not exactly early, and you could tell that the place wasn't organized, considering that they had me pointed at cars coming out of the parking deck, even though they told me to go to that lane.
Yeah.
And then they told me to get out of it.
I don't see how the
but
truck
didn't
got
give
there.
Me any room to maneuver.
How'd the truck get through the opposite way?
I don't know.
Oh, well. But that's shame story time, at the suggestion of the custodian and with the permission of the franchise.
Come back for more jam story time.
Alright, I think this is a long podcast.
It was content rich.
Alright, that's it for today. This is the champ.
This is the custodian.
This is the franchise.
And we're out. Growing the freelancer.
That looks nothing like the freelancer. It's kind of open for your opinion, but it seems we can't keep your attention, so maybe we should.
I think LeBron will win the MVP. Done. Write it down.
You can't put that's a USC big. Hat on that drawing and make it be the freelancer.
It is the freelancer.
I wish the freelancer
that's Lane Kiffin.
Maybe it is Lane Kiffin.
What a pirate.